Hello.
Hey, this is Caitlin calling back with Roadside Assistance.
Hey.
All right, so I have some good news and some not so good news. I
Okay.
found a provider that can assist with coming and picking up your vehicle. Can be there in the next 60 to 90 minutes, but I still have not heard anything back from the Lyft people, the ride share.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any possible way that you could try and secure transportation on your own. And we get that vehicle set up. If not, I'm not sure what our other options are as of right now. I don't know if there's not anybody in the office that's able to set up lists right now with it being late, super early like this.
Yeah.
But like I said, I haven't got any response back in regards to alternate transportation for yourself. But I do have
Okay.
somebody that can come pick up the vehicle within 60 or 90.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I can wait till then, 1690. Do you know what company it would be?
The name of the company that would come and assist would be McCoy Service.
McCoy, okay.
They'd actually be out of Canahon. I guess I might have said that wrong. I don't know if you're from that area.
Not really.
But like I said, they definitely can pick up that vehicle for you. Like I said, the only issue that we're running into right now is transportation for yourself. And
I
actually, the
bet.
vehicle is not even going to O'Hare International, so it's going to a different location. So, but I can definitely go ahead and get that set up for you. By the time they get there, if you want to try and call back and maybe see if somebody is in by then, I'll definitely keep a check on my messages to see if anybody responds. If they do, I'll definitely reach back out to you and let you know before that.
Okay. The location that they're gonna drop this car, is that like another Avis or?
It's going to a maintenance location in Forest View, Illinois.
Oh. Oh,
Forest
okay.
View. So, yeah. Maybe you could. I don't know if you could maybe set yourself up with anything as far as alternate transportation. But like I said, I'll definitely keep a watch out on this on my end to see if they respond back. If they do, I'll reach out to you when I do get that information. If not, by the time the provider gets there, if you want to give us a call and check again, and then we can go from there and see what we can do.
So how far from where they're dropping me to the O'Hare, would you know?
I mean, your vehicle's going to Forest View, and
Forest
it's
View.
about 15 miles from Chicago. So,
I guess
but
I
I'll go
can.
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
No, that's fine.
I'm
I was just, yep, go, you go.
I was just gonna say I was gonna go ahead and get this set up for you. And then I guess you can go from there as far as calling in when the tow company gets there, or like I said, if I hear anything, I'll definitely reach out to you in regards to the lift if it's available.
Okay.
All right.
And then,
Yes, sir.
if I do leave, you said you just leave the keys in the like the glove box.
Correct. And my supervisor did also say that you could keep your receipts from that, and Avis Budget would more than likely reimburse you for having to secure your own transportation.
Okay. And then just lock the vehicle too, and then leave the keys in the glove box,
No,
or
unfortunately,
just
you
leave it.
wouldn't need to lock it because then they still wouldn't be able to get into it. So if you could just like throw them under a mat, or if the gas cap opens without you have like, or by leave it unlocked and put it in your gas cap
Okay.
and just press the button. But whatever you do decide, if you'll just let that tow company know where you decide to leave it at, if you do decide to
Okay.
leave. But I'll go ahead and get that set up for you, and you'll get that text message here shortly, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. I do apologize that this happened to you tonight.
Oh, it's all right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.